BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Russia and the EU have led calls for Armenia and Azerbaijan to respect a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh, which should have taken effect on Saturday. The Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, said the truce must be strictly enforced. The EU said it was extremely concerned by reports of further military action targeting civilians. The security forces in Belarus have stepped up their efforts to suppress demonstrations against President Lukashenko's election victory in August. Water cannon and stun grenades were used against protesters. Activists say more than 400 people were arrested. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization says more than 9 million people in Sudan are in need of assistance because of flooding. The agency told the BBC that millions of hectares of farmland had been affected. There's been scepticism among campaigners in Nigeria after the announcement that a controversial police unit had been disbanded. They've complained that officers from the special anti-robbery squad have been redeployed rather than disciplined. Police in Brazil have launched an operation to arrest a leader of a criminal gang who was released by a Supreme Court judge. Andre Oliveira Macedo's organisation has smuggled huge quantities of cocaine into Europe. New research in Australia suggests the coronavirus can survive for nearly a month on some surfaces. They found that it lingers on smooth surfaces, such as mobile phones, if they're left at room temperature and deprived of light. There'll be a presidential runoff in next week's self-declared Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus. Neither President Mustafa Akinci nor his challenger Ersin Tatar won 50% in Sunday's vote. And Rafael Nadal of Spain has beaten Novak Djokovic to win the French Open men's tennis tournament for the 13th time. BBC News.